I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonic.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Pard.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Krista Herringa. I am 32 years old, and I am talking to my friend and colleague, Brooke, today.
My name is Brooke Wright. I am 36 years old, and I am here with my friend and partner, Krista.
Let's try to remember when we first were introduced to each other.
I was just beginning the tribal management program at UAF, and I went to one of the symposiums, and you were there. And our connection was your relation was my midwife, who I absolutely adore.
Yep, my mom. So we're kind of like sisters instantly. And I had been going out to Ruby for a few months, maybe about 6 months, and talking to them about what sort of research that they would be interested in doing with the university. And we ended up talking about how the food system is so interwoven and so connected to the fish and animals that are right around the community. And so they told us that really they wanted to focus on the whole picture. I was thinking about how I was going to move forward with that and who I was going to ask for help. And I remember you walking across the parking lot just in front of here. And I think you must have said something about how TCC just got this grant to do the food security assessment for one of the communities. And I was like, great, I know exactly who to ask. And I think that's when we really started working a lot more closely together. So Brooke, I was wondering if you could describe just a little bit about where you're from.
So I am currently living here in Fairbanks with my family so we can get our education. The educational opportunities weren't available when my children were ready for school in my hometown, which is Rampart. And it is a small Athabasking fishing community located, I would say, mid Yukon River.
I was hoping that you could talk a little bit about your motivation and sort of what's driving you to pursue education along with your kids.
So I started out in the tribal management program and learned so much about the histories of our people and honestly the inequities that our people have faced through history, and it kind of motivated me to get involved. And I am still a student in both worlds because I'm still learning from my mother, and I want everything that I do to be exactly the way that she knows and the way that she's teaching me, because eventually that's something I have to teach my children.
Can you describe or talk about maybe some of the challenges of being educated in two different systems?
I feel like I have to learn a system that wasn't really designed for my way of life. You know, statehood wasn't very long ago, so it's kind of the relationship has not been solidified yet.
Can you describe the boards or commissions that you're currently serving on?
I started my career now through my tribal nonprofit, Tanana Chiefs Conference, in the Hunt and Fish Task Force. I applied to be on the Yukon River panel, which is appointed by the governor, so I'm an advisor there. And then I'm also the chair of the Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission, and that was a selection by the tribe. We had one of the lowest runs on the Yukon River in 2013, and that's when the tribes came together from all areas of the Yukon River and decided to do a stand down, no fishing in 2014. And I remember that year going home and being at the water, and it just felt dead. Like, it didn't have life to it. We weren't harvesting. Even if we wanted to harvest, we wouldn't have gotten anything. And that was kind of a driver eventually to what I'm doing now. I'm also in the Alaska Salmon Fellows Program, which is a new initiative by the Alaska Humanities Forum, and it was very competitive, and it's from all sectors, so subsistence, commercial, sports, personal, management, conservation folks were all together looking at the current salmon system and what we need to do as individuals and as a group to improve that system. And what else do I do?
That's a pretty long list. Okay.
So after all of this work that I do in the winter, I go home and I practice my traditional harvesting with my family. And that's really why I do the work that I do. It's more than just a salmon. It's part of our culture. It's spiritual. It's identity. It's health and wellness. I feel that we all have a role at the smokehouse, and that gives you some worth, you know, in your core. Like, you have a role in this family and you're important. I feel that I will be part of getting that equal governance system in the state. So, you know, the federal, the state, and tribal, that they're all equal governance systems. And through the work that I do at Tana Chiefs Conference, we've had a lot of partners like yourself that, you know, believe in the vision that we have. And, you know, it's providing basic rights to our people, you know, being able to harvest the salmon and the moose that they're so dependent on, especially being so remote in Alaska. Our elders and even myself are setting up our kids to be knowledge bearers more so than we are, because they'll have more opportunities than we did. For example, my 3-year-old daughter is going to be a student at the language immersion school that Fairbanks Native Association just created. And so, you know, my 3-year-old might be teaching me how to speak my language. Mm. And that makes me so happy.
Something that I really look up to you in is your humility in the work that you do, and the strength that it actually carries. You're in a lot of very contentious realms because people are very passionate about fish and about the decisions that are made. And yet you always manage to treat people with respect and with compassion and care, no matter what side of the debate that they're on.
Thank you, Krista. I really appreciate that.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.